This is Tom Rowe with the local radio news about local radio waves for October 4th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org. The Caro-Durham School District alerted parents October 3rd of a reported transmission case of EVD68 at Caro-Durham Middle School. The school system posted a letter to parents warning of possible symptoms and what community members can do to reduce the chance the virus spreads locally. On September 15th, the Greenville School District announced that a student had been diagnosed with enterovirus D68 also. Friday, October 3rd, the 19th Congressional District candidates, Democrat Sean Eldridge and incumbent Republican Representative Chris Gibson, met with the Poughkeepsie Journal editorial board, and they broadcast a live webcast of the meeting and discussion, almost debate. Here's a tiny clip. You can go to the Poughkeepsie Journal website to hear more.
So, Chris, why don't you start?
Thank you very much, John. Great to be with everyone. And in a very challenging time, I'm doing the very best I can to bring people together to get things done, for us, results. You know, I grew up here in a working-class family in Kinderhook, served in the United States military, and I took on this calling to really make a difference in a challenging time. And I've been to all of our communities, I've listened carefully to what we need, and I've helped deliver the Farm Bill, which is so important to our area, Lyme disease bill that's going to help with the public health scourge, fighting FERC along with Sean Patrick Maloney and helping with trade assistance with regard to IBM. Contrast my opponent, he's not from here, he doesn't really understand our issues, and it shows coming out against the Farm Bill. And, you know, on issues of campaign finance and fracking, he's hypocritical. He says that he's opposed to fracking, but he makes profits off it. And we'll be talking about that. It's just not right. You should divest. There's a clear choice.
Okay.
And this, and I look forward to the debate.
Thank you. And again, you touched on topics that we certainly are going to spend some time getting into. So, Sean, again, thank you. We really appreciate you taking the time. We know you both have very intense schedules. So I just wanted to give you a minute to make some type of opening statement.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me back. Thank you, Congressman, for being here. You know, when I was growing up in Ohio in a small town just outside of Toledo, my dad was a Republican and my mom was a Democrat. So we would have a lot of pretty spirited conversations about politics at our dinner table. And my parents didn't agree on a lot of issues, but they both taught me from a very young age the importance of being involved in your community, of speaking up and speaking out, and giving a voice to those who may not have a voice on their own. And right now what I'm seeing in our country is that the voices of voters, the voices of middle-class families, are being completely drowned out by corporate money, special interest money, in our campaigns and in the halls of Congress. I'm running because I want to fix that, and I'm really hoping to bring some new leadership, some new energy, and some new blood to the halls of D.C.
Okay, thank you very much.
To vote in the November 4th congressional, state, and local elections, voters must register this week. Mail-in voter registration forms must be postmarked by midnight October 10th and received by a Board of Elections office no later than October 15th to be valid for the upcoming general election. You can go to elections.ny.gov for more information about the voter registration deadline this week. In Radio Roundup, WGXC will broadcast live a Meet the Candidates night hosted by the Town and Country Women's Network Thursday, October 9th at 6:30 p.m. at the Washington Irving Senior Center, 15 Academy Street in Catskill. Network Chairwoman Joan Young said candidates for Congress, State Senate, Assembly, Greene County District Attorney, Greene County Treasurer, and Town of Catskill Justices have confirmed their participation. They have invited incumbent Congressman Chris Gibson, Republican, and Democrat opponent Sean Eldridge, Democrat, incumbent State Assembly member Peter Lopez, Republican, who is running unopposed, incumbent State Senator Celia Thatchick, Democrat, and George Amador, Republican, Paul Salvino, Democrat, and Joseph Stanzione, Republican, running for the open Greene County District Attorney Office, incumbent and unopposed Greene County Treasurer Peter Marcoux, Republican, and Town of Catskill Justice candidates Rick Jacobs, Republican, and Laura Krasminski, Democrat. Each candidate will get 10 minutes to speak, and there will be a question and answer session with queries culled from the audience. WGXC will air the event live on 90.7 FM and WGXC.org at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, October 9th, and replay much of it the next day on the WGXC Morning Show from 7 to 10 a.m. October 10th.
February.
Oldies 93.5 will be at the Whittier Adult Home Fall Carnival at the Whittier Adult Home in Ghent, for their community carnival Saturday, October 4th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Today is Saturday, October 4th, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a rainy Saturday with a 90% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly before 7 p.m., with gusty winds and a high near 62. The evening should be partly cloudy with a low around 39. Sunday should be mostly sunny with a high near 62 and a low around 37. And Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 63. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.